Roger Grossman back with you at Northridge. 8 minutes up on the clock. Warsaw 44, Northridge 38 here in the opening game of the Northridge sectional. Brooke Winchester with 16 points in the middle two quarters, 22 points. That's a new career high, or ties a career high for Winchester, who had 22 against Carroll last season. She's had 21 twice this season. Here we go, fourth quarter. Right side, Miller at the free throw line, Gates. Gates against Winchester. Now to the left side for Goodwin. Goodwin drives right, then backs it out. Lobs the near side. This is Conley. Conley drives to the lane and all the way back out the other side. Miller up the baseline, looking, bounces outside the lane to Cross. Cross kicks it out, and they'll reload it. Right side to Miller. Miller to the free throw line for Gates. To the near corner, open is Conley. For three, it's good. Her 43rd three-pointer of the year makes it 44-41, Lady Tigers. Bricker gets it in the post against Goodwin. Ball knocked away. She got it back. Now she'll shoot from 10 and hit. Goodwin did not come out to play her. Nobody else from Northridge is around, so she pulled the trigger to make it 46-41, Warsaw. Right side, Conley to Gates above the free throw line. She'll back it out beyond the arc. Now try to spin against Winchester and throw it back out. Conley drives in the lane. A floater is good. Conley averages about 7 points a game. She's got five in a row here for Northridge. They're back to within three. Winchester to Chastain, left the key, well beyond the arc. Neely down in the post, across to Winchester at the left elbow. Back out to Chastain. Out of Winchester. With space, doesn't shoot this one. Gates comes out and whacks her. Now Cross comes to double team. Zartman off a high screen. Right side for Chastain. Chastain drives the free throw line, kicks it out for Neely. Neely now to Bricker. Bricker thought about it, but Gates was just too close. 6:18 left to go, fourth quarter. Warsaw leads Northridge 46-43. Chastain left wing. Out top for Neely. One-on-one. Drives by Goodwin and puts it off the glass and scores. Goodwin took a peek back to her right to see who was behind her, and Neely went right around her, and Goodwin didn't know it until it was way too late. 48-43 Warsaw. Cross at the free throw line. Runs into Neely. Fell down, still dribbling the ball. Got it to Gates. Backs into Winchester. Forced it out. Oh, and a foul is called on the Lady Tigers. Winchester's going to get her third. That's a tough one for Brooke. Gates fell down at her feet. And the official behind the play, who did not have a good angle, put air in the whistle. Gates is at the free throw line to shoot. She's one out of two. The first one's up and in. Gabby with 8, 48-44 Warsaw. Still 5:48 to go, which in a game like this is forever. Gabby, the left-handed senior, shoots again and missed it. And Neely's got the rebound for Warsaw. And Alexis comes out flying out of the pack. Neely up ahead, Zartman. Corner three on the way. Air ball. And it's grabbed by Conley for Northridge. In transition. They have no numbers, but Cross puts her head down anyway and puts it up and in. 15 for Morgan Cross, 48-46. Bricker the other way. Spins in the lane. Lobs it out to Winchester. Winchester back to Bricker. Open for three. Way wide. That's an air ball. Out of bounds to Northridge. And the Lady Tigers off target here with shooting, and Northridge with a chance to tie the game or take the lead for the first time since the second quarter. Goodwin to Gates. Fakes the handoff. Drives into Winchester. Off balance shot, no good. I think it clipped the backboard padding. Chastain the rebound. Braley across the line, picks up her dribble, and got hammered. Morgan Cross with a foul, her second. One team foul against Northridge, one against Warsaw here in the fourth quarter. Out of bounds, the Lady Tigers. Chastain to throw it in right in front of the Warsaw coaching staff. They get it into Brooke Winchester. She'll throw it back to Chastain and now out to Bricker. About a full stride from the center line. Left side for Chastain. Out to Neely. Neely starts in, then backs up and shoots a 16-footer right down the middle. That's a cold-blooded shot for the 5'6 sophomore. For her second basket, and Warsaw leads 50-46. 4:40 left. Miller, left side to Cross. To Gates. Gates drives, ball knocked away, taken away. Neely knocked it free. Zartman took it. Now she'll race into the front court. Stop at the free throw line. Come up shooting. And no good. It hit two. Hit twice off the rim. Miller the rebound. Headed the other way. Up ahead. And Zartman stole that too. Zartman races back the other way. And a foul called in the backcourt. Warsaw had a breakout. They were going to score. The foul is on Miller. That's her fourth, according to my stats. Oh, take that back. That's only her third. 4:19 left. And they'll bounce it to Zartman in the backcourt. She's been very quiet. She had a three-pointer right at the beginning of the game and hasn't hit a shot since and has had very few opportunities. Right side, Chastain. Conley plays 15 feet off of her. They'll swing it around to Winchester, then to Neely. Now to Bricker, out top. 25-footer on the way, in and out. Tip by Winchester. Grab by Winchester. Put up, no good. Tip to the baseline, and Miller saves it in for Northridge. In transition, Gates. Far side, Goodwin. Stop and go move. Spins, lost it. Picked it back up. Left side cross. Open for three. It's good. And Doug Springer comes off his bench, waving at his fans, telling them to hoot and holler. It's a full timeout for Northridge with 3:43 left. Warsaw 50, Northridge 49. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw will face full court pressure here with 3:43 left to go. Lady Tigers 50, Lady Raiders 49. Neely can run the end line. And looks and gets it into Zartman. And Zartman takes off. It's a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Zartman down to the block. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound grabbed by Miller. Miller headed the other way. And she dribbled it off her own foot and went out of bounds. It's going to belong to Warsaw. And Doug Springer. Well, now hold on. Doug Springer, one of the two officials to talk. There's no way Warsaw touched that ball. She dribbled it off her own foot. They're talking about it. It's Lady Tiger ball still. Doug Springer tried to get a call there, and he failed. Warsaw still up by one. Still with the basketball. Now this time Neely cannot run the inline. And they'll throw it into Chastain right in front of the Northridge bench. And everybody from Northridge backs up. Neely across the line against Cross. Now she'll bounce it out for Chastain, who hands to Bricker near the center circle. Bricker holding Goodwin about 7 feet away. Left side for Braley. At the free throw line for Neely. They hand off to Bricker. Down to the left block. She will spin and throw it across. Zartman open for three. It's good. Her second three of the game. Her first since early in the game. 2:58 to go. Warsaw 53. Northridge 49. And down the stretch they come in the opening game of the sectional at Northridge. Conley, out near the timeline, picks up her dribble, bounces it out to Gates. Gates dribbles left, hands back to Miller. Miller puts on the floor hard, drives in, off-balance shot, no good, foul called on Braley Chastain. Absolutely the right call. Free throws coming up here for the Raiders. Braley with her second. Miller at the free throw line for the first time in this game. For the season, she only shot 16 free throws, she made 10. She's a senior too, 5'8". Dribble, dribble, dribble. And she shoots it up there, and she put it in. 53-50. Warsaw by three, 2:40 left. Warsaw with three timeouts left, the same for Northridge. The value of those is different. Doesn't matter, they can stop it. Miller shoots and missed that one. And Winchester with yet another rebound for the Lady Tigers. She got to be pushing 20. Bricker across the line. Every possession now is big. Chastain, right wing. Out to Winchester. Back to Braley. Again, Conley's 15 feet off of her. And a whistle, and Lenny Krebs calls time. Timeout, Warsaw. Catch your breath. It's a full. 2:24 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw, 53. Northridge, 50. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. All right, let's reset the scene for you. 2:24 left to go, fourth quarter, opening game of the Northridge sectional. Warsaw 53, Northridge 50. It's Warsaw ball near sideline. Warsaw now has one full and one mini timeout left. Northridge a full and two minis. Team fouls are two each. Possession error belongs to Warsaw, and that could be unbelievably valuable. And it's the five regulars for the Lady Tigers. Zartman, Neely, Bricker, Winchester, and Chastain. And their fans come to their feet here as they leave the huddle. It's going to be Zartman this time to throw it in. And here we go. Zartman bounces in. The ball deflected, but it got to Winchester anyway. She's guarded by Gabby Gates. And the ball is knocked away, but right to Bricker. Bricker backs away from cross. Now she picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Got rid of it to Zartman. Zartman looking at Winchester down the post. Zartman shoots a three-pointer. It's way off the mark. And the rebound's grabbed by Goodwin. That was not part of the play. Goodwin races down the other way. Right side of the lane. Spins in. Almost fell down. Kicks it back to Miller. Miller drives to the left elbow, throws it back out, Gates up the baseline, all the way out the other side, Goodwin out top, here's Conley for three, no good, long rebound, and Cross yanks it out of there. Cross runs into Winchester, forced it up and in. 53-52, 140 left. Neely down to the left block. Ball knocked away. It's loose under the basket. And it's taken away by Northridge. It's still loose. Gates has it. It's still knocked free. It's rolling around. Warsaw's going to get to it first. Zartman with 130 left. A crazy scramble. Tigers with a one-point lead. Bricker around a defender. Takes it in. Forced it up. Foul called. Is it shooting or non-shooting? The way they're looking, there's no indication, but I believe that it is shooting. Goodwin with the foul, and it will be. Rylan with her first. Everybody needs a second here. I think Winchester's cramping while she's waiting for the free throw to be taken. Yeah, she is. She's stretching out that toe, trying to pull it back. The referees check on her, as they should. She says, oh, no, I'm fine. She shall not be coming out. Bricker's free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Still a one-point Lady Tiger lead with 121 left. Still a long way to go. We probably have 15 minutes still left in this game with timeouts and everything that could happen. Bricker again. Missed them both. Oh, and the rebound belongs to Northridge, and they can take the lead with 1:15 to go. Right side to Conley. Out top to Miller. Miller against Bricker. Hands back to Cross. Cross off a screen. Stumbled in, then stumbled back out again. Left corner Gates up the baseline. Whips it all the way out to Conley. To Miller from 25 out for the lead, and it's good. Miller, with 56 seconds to go, has given Northridge the lead, 55-53. Chastain. Warsaw needs two to tie. Chastain out top to Bricker. Warsaw has timeouts here. Bricker looking back for a play. Zartman's got it in the center circle, 33 seconds. Zartman dribbles right, hands back to Winchester. Winchester now to Bricker. Bricker through a double team. Got away. Takes it in. And ties the game. Timeout Warsaw. Timeout Lady Tigers. 22 seconds left. 55-55 is our score. We keep it right here. The timeout was a mini. This is my least favorite spot scenario. It's tied. It's great that it's tied. But Northridge has a chance for the last day of the game. Northridge has a full and two minis left. Warsaw has one full. So if Northridge scores, Warsaw could take a timeout. Well, you got to figure that their first option is the play they just ran, which is Gates driving up the baseline, looking opposite, and trying to find somebody open to either drive to the basket or shoot it. It's Raider ball. They'll play it in from all the way to our right. Warsaw will not press. Everybody on their feet. Not a seat that has been purchased is being occupied at the moment. Both benches have been told they have to sit. Here we go. 22 seconds left. Raiders with the ball. Tie game. 18 seconds. Oh, they threw it. Goodwin threw a pass, and nobody was looking. Miller saw it coming. 12 seconds. Now 10. Now 9. Now 8. Almost turned over at midcourt. Cross. 7 seconds. 6. Against Neely. Backs down in. Backdoor cut. Gates wide open for 2. Timeout, Warsaw. Timeout, Tigers. Gates scores. Cross broke down the Tiger defense. Gates got behind him, and Doug Springer over here. And now the students from Northridge have come onto the floor. The Northridge students have come onto the floor because of Doug Springer. The clock is at 7 tenths of a second left. The officials are going to chat. There should be at least 2 seconds, maybe 2.5. Gates got behind everybody. Winchester came up to help. The Northridge fans are telling the officials how much time that they're saying the game should be over. It's a timeout for Warsaw. It's their last. And they are going to put time up there. And they did. 2.1. 57-55 Northridge. In 2.1 seconds, there's not a lot you can do. And remember, Northridge has only called for 3 fouls here in the half. So as soon as Warsaw gets an inbound, the foul to make here, the play to make is to foul. Because surely some time would come off the clock. This is going to be Zartman throwing the ball as far as she can. Most likely looking for Bricker. They ran this play against Brownsburg to perfection down at Center Grove. Winchester with a perfect pass to Bricker. And Bricker's 3 was off the mark. And now Doug Springer wants to take a timeout. Perhaps 2 seconds left in the season. Warsaw needs 2 to tie and 3 to win. All those Warsaw-Northridge games so many times come down to this. Again, I doubt that Lenny Krebs is changing the play. Doug Springer wanted to see how they were lining up. What you'd like to do is get it to Bricker in space so that Jocelyn can run by anybody and then shoot the ball. Depending on how Northridge positions their defensive people. Again, Winchester was standing at the free throw line at the other end. Bricker and Neely were on opposite sides of the court, just on the defensive side of midcourt. They bring in Taylor Baugh to guard the inbounder, but Zartman can run the end line. 2.1 left. Zartman ready to put it in. Warsaw down by 2. And Lenny Krebs, oh, I thought Lenny was going to call another timeout. He didn't have one. Here we go. Zartman gets the ball, looking, throws it as far as she can down the court, intercepted by Miller. The buzzer sounds. The game is over, and Northridge has won. Oh, is there a foul? Again, Northridge has run onto the floor, but the officials are calling a foul against Warsaw. And they're going to have to put the ball in bounds. There can't be much time left. Half a second at the most. Oh, no, wait. Hold on. Okay. Warsaw went to put the ball in bounds. The foul is against Warsaw. Winchester is going to get the foul. Doug Sprinkle wants timeout. Lenny Krebs thought the foul was against Northridge. He is stunned. 7 tenths left. Northridge 57, Warsaw 55. It should be noted here, Warsaw with 7 losses, 7 tenths of a second away from an 8th. And in the 5 games decided by 5 or 10 points or less this season, Warsaw is 0-4 and this close to being 0-5. all their games they won this season, they won by more than 10. Well, Northridge just has to get it in. Warsaw has to steal it and literally shoot it all in one motion. Miller's going to throw it in down here to our right. And Miller gets it and looks and looks and lobs down toward the basket. It's grabbed by Goodwin. Time runs out and Northridge wins the game. The Northridge players now can come off the bench and celebrate. And Doug Springer, in his usual antics, running over to his fans, waving his arms, screaming at the top of his lungs. Northridge advances on to play Elkhart on Friday in the semifinals. They have knocked out the Lady Tigers and ended their six-game losing streak by a final score of 57-55. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. A classic game with a terrible ending. Northridge 57, Warsaw 55. The Raiders at 22-3 advance on to the semifinals. They will host Elkhart on Friday here at 6 o'clock. And the Lady Tigers will take their uniforms off here in just a minute for the final time this season. Final scoring for Northridge, Sabrina Miller 6, but a huge three-pointer that put them ahead in the final minute of play. Cam Conley, 5 points. Gabby Gates, 10. Rylan Goodwin, 15. And Morgan Cross was the leader. She finished with 20. For Warsaw, Brooke Zartman, just 2 three-pointers tonight. 1 in the first quarter, 1 in the fourth. She finished with 6. Alexis Neely, 4. Kelsey Wren, 3. Braylee Chastain, 4. And 2 in double figures. Jocelyn Bricker with 16 points, of which 11 came in the second half. Brooke Winchester with a career-high 22 points, but none in the fourth quarter. It was 13-9 Warsaw at the end of one, 28-24 Lady Tigers at halftime. Warsaw led it after three, 44-38, but Northridge outscored Warsaw in the fourth 19-11, and they win the game 57-55. And as we mentioned earlier, that's the first time this season that Warsaw's led at halftime and lost, and only the second time this season after three quarters they were lost. They finished the season when they lead at halftime 12-1, and after three, 14-2. Again, the final, 57-55. Northridge wins it. We were tied at 17, 20, and 55, and we had three lead changes. 57-55. Northridge advances. We'll come back with the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Burgundy Company next on News Now Warsaw. 57-55. Northridge knocks off Warsaw. They advance onto the semifinals on Friday, where they will take on the Elkhart Lady Lions, who are here to watch firsthand. Time for the final stats brought to you by Alderfer Burgundy Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Burgundy Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferburgundy.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. For the game, Northridge, 21 of 45, that's 47%. In the second half, they were 13 of 22, which is 59%. 5 of 13 from three-point range, they were 10 out of 15 at the free throw line. Warsaw, 21 of 52 for the game, just 10 of 27 for the field in the second half. 21 of 52 is 40%. Warsaw was 7 of 26 from three-point range. The longer the game went on, the farther off target a lot of their shots seemed to be. They were 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 30 to 23. Warsaw with 11 offensive rebounds and Northridge with 4. You look at the game that Warsaw played, handling the ball against this Northridge defense. Warsaw with only 6 turnovers in the entire game. Northridge finished with 9. Individually for Warsaw, Brooke Winchester, 8 of 14 for the field, 2 of 5 from three-point range, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. She had 22 points. That's a new career high, and that went with 19 rebounds. That's going to be just shy of the all-time record for rebounds in a single game. So 22 points, 19 rebounds for Winchester, 3 assists, 1 steal. The Lady Tigers come up 2 points short, and their season ends with a record of 14-8. Again, the final, 57-55, Northridge wins. When we come back, more from Northridge next on News Now Warsaw. Here at Northridge, Northridge has beat Warsaw 57-55. They will play Elkhart on Friday in the first semifinal. That is start at 6 o'clock here in Middlebury. Other scores from other sectionals. At Carroll, Carroll beat East Noble 45-43. At Columbia City, Columbia City beat Fort Wayne Wayne 68-38. Some of the other scores that are in, Bremen beat Glenn 53-35 at Rochester. I'm looking for any others. Westview beat Cherubusco at Eastside 51-42. Bluffton ends Manchester season 57-47 at South Adams. Down in 1A, we don't have any of our local teams reporting yet. Those were all late starts because they were single games and because they had teams that involved other time zones. So we won't be able to update you on those. Here, though, heartbreak from the Lady Tigers. Their season ends. Northridge beats them 57-55. We'll come back and wrap up the season next on News Now Warsaw. For the final time this girls' basketball season, Roger Grossman back with you on News Now Warsaw. 57-55, Northridge knocks the Lady Tigers out of the tournament in the opening round. And so our season is over for girls' basketball. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a crazy season. We've learned a lot, haven't we? It's been very entertaining, and unfortunately, the ending came way, way, way earlier than we would have liked. But the Lady Tigers played a really hard schedule this season. They struggled against the hardest part of their season earlier this year, and they know now what it's going to take. Should be important to note here, next year's girls basketball sectional will be on our turf. It will be in the Tiger Den. So, and what a crowd we will have for that. So as we finish up the broadcast and the season, this is the section where I get out the envelope. If you've been a Tiger basketball or football follower, you know what this is. Every year I get an envelope. It's unsealed, but it is closed, and in it is a piece of paper that reminds me of all the people that we need to thank along the way here as we finish up the season. So we start with Athletic Director Matt Pinkard, Assistant Athletic Director Michael Houck. I enjoy working with those guys most days of the week, and the days that I don't enjoy working with them are days I don't get to see them. So I enjoy working in that athletic office. Amy Berg, Leslie Jackson, two of my favorite people in the whole world. Love those ladies for all that they do and all for the things that I can do for them. So I appreciate them very, very much. Troy Akers, the principal at Warsaw Community High School, for his support. Every time he's down on our end of the building, he stops by to say hello. From Tiger Basketball, Lenny Krebs and the coaching staff. I have unbelievable access to coaches, players, and they grant me that access. We will not be hearing from Lenny tonight. He sent Coach Fitzgerald out to say that he was not coming, and so they are inside tending to the girls, which is their first responsibility. We have no problem with that, and we will talk to him on Friday for Saturday's Tiger Talk program. So, but we thank the coaches for their help this season. Even in the worst of moments this season, in the lowest of the lows, the girls were fun to work with. I enjoyed them. I love them. I love them. They're my nieces. I appreciate them, and they were always honest with me, almost to a fault. They were always forthright. I never shied away from saying exactly how they felt and what they were thinking. And that's part of the why of I like girls basketball and covering girls basketball, is because you never have to wonder. You always know what those girls are thinking about. And so I appreciate that. So We thank everybody involved with Lady Tiger Basketball for that. For Woody Zimmerman, our general manager at Kensington Digital Media. For Chris Lake, the operations manager. And, of course, our good friend back at the station, Steve Scott. We could not do it without him. Literally, it would be impossible for us to bring you Lady Tiger Basketball or boys basketball or football without him. So, Steve, we thank you. You're a valuable member, invaluable member of what we do here, and we look forward to talking to you Thursday against Mishawaka. And one last thank you. That's the home team. Holly and the kids who are home tonight like they are so many nights without me being there. Sometimes I think they're better off without me being there, but I just want to let them know, because I know they're listening, I want to let them know that I'm thinking about them and I'll be coming home soon. History will record that the Warsaw Lady Tigers of 2023-24 finished their season at 14-8, winners of a third straight Northern Lakes Conference championship, winners of 22 consecutive Northern Lakes Conference games. But unfortunately, they drew the tough straw to start this tournament, and they got knocked out at Northridge by Northridge 57-55. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed all these broadcasts, if not the way it ended. Again, Northridge 57, Warsaw 55. Good night.